bottom of the base of the base. Since we're learning the halacha that the dimensions of the opening of a movi have to be like the heichal, so then an amasra shouldn't help. Amasra is a decorated kind of pieces of wood or whatever that catch your attention. So if it's al teker, that should catch your attention, and even higher than 20 amas should be able to see it. As we'll see, the Gemara says it is okay. Rashi lo tahanile amasra lachshure govo yosemicha. Now amasra shouldn't help to make it kosher even if it's higher than 20 amas. The common forest may amasra. Later on, the Gemara will explain what an amasra is. The heichi toni de mahanyan. Where do we see that it helps? But if we learn from the heichal had an amasra there, and still, it was only up to 20 amas we're learning from. Tosis Harosh says, let's learn that it won't help unless it has an amasra. You need both things. So that the Gemara never had a havamina. The amasra is only there, just like the doors. The Gemara said. We're only there for tznius. This is there only for decoration. So that can't be what makes it a Pesach. But lemaisa, you see that till 20 amos is a Pesach, even if it has an amasra. So more than that can't be. Where it says the heichal amasra havile the afilo hachi esramama hudigavoa. Right, the heichal had an amasra, and still the dimensions were 20 amos. Disnan. Chamesh al masro shel mila hayu al gabav zula mala mizu v'zula mala mizu. That on top of the door, this is talking about the ulam. On top of the door of the ulam, there were five amasros, decorative kinds of wood of mila. Mila is wood where knots grow on. Rashi says hayu al gabav zula mala mizu v'zula mala mizu. Rashi. Shel mila eight shegedelim bo milin. They ain't aftin. Balaz glass. They're gall nuts. The things that you use to help make ink for writing a sefer Torah. It's a resin that goes into the ink. The high mighty ufta dilniki tanya hi de la masros beulam tanya. Maybe that's not by the door of the heichal, which we're learning from 20 by 10. But those ala masros were on the door of the ulam, and we don't learn from the ulam. We learn from the heichal. Where it says, V'hai mai kushya, dilma tavnis heichal, kadavnis ulam. Here it doesn't mean dilma, it means, for sure, that the same decorations they had on the doors of the ulam, they had inside on the doors of the heichal too. Alma omra beloi, omarav, rechova dalad, afapish ena bria, din yesh la masra, afilu gavoy, yosem yesh from ama, eno tzorech lamayit. And with that, so now we said that the doors of the heichal also had a masra, and we know that what's it called, that Rav Eloy said that if the beam is four tochim wide, even if it's not strong, right, it's still what's it called the kosher higher than 20 amas. The yesh la masra afilu gavoy yosem yesrim ama ino tzorich lemayit. And if it has la masra, it doesn't what's it called have to be 20 amas. It could be even higher than 20 amas. And the reason is that it catches your attention. Therefore, it's a hecker even higher than 20 amas. Om Rav Yosef, Amasra Masnisahi. Right? The Amasra is a brisa. Man Ktanila. Right? Who's the one who said this brisa of Amasra? Om Rabbaya, V'chama Bereda Rabba Baravua Ktanila. Right? Chama Bereda Rabba Baravua was the one who said it. And the Gemara's question was, L'chara, who said that the brisa is authentic? Well, maybe it's a mistake. Rav says no. Abai said no. It's not true because Chama Bereid Rabba Baravua brought down that price. Obviously, it was an authentic price. The Rav says v'tehavi amasra masnisa v'tikshi l'rav. Abai said, what difference does it make? Abai said it's a price and it's a what's it called a kashan rav, because Rav says we learn it from the door of the heichal, and an amasra does help. And how could it help? The door of the heichal had amasra and it was only 20 on the side. So how can it be better than the door of the heichal? Amar lecha Rav, dal ano mehacha, masnaya milo kashin hadadi. Rav says, forget about me. Right? Pretend I'm not here. But you're going to have a steer in the prices. Because there's a price that says, taka we learn from the door of the heichal. Forget about what I said. Right? There's two prices now that are contradictory. What are you going to tell me? Tanoi, the didi, nomi tanoi, machlokas tanoi. Some tanoim hold you learn from the door of the heichal, and then takan al masra won't help. Because from the door of the heichal, hedna al masra, and his shul is only 20 amasai. And there's some who don't learn it from the door of the heichal, and therefore an al masra will help. So just like you'll have to answer the brises like that, I'm going according to those opinions that hold you learn it from the door of the heichal. If you learn it from the door of the heichal, al masra, taka won't help. So I also hold that al masra won't help. Okay. Rashi. Alma omra beloi, hashtaka masik lepirchi. This is the end of the question. The ashka and the bahani al masra. Here we see clearly al masra helps. And according to Rav, that we learn it from the door of the heichal, that al masra shouldn't help. Aliba de Rav, mikara lo shavke lasuke lemilse adesosu le letiuvte. Right, so this is the question is a steer in Rav. Rav says we learn from the door of the heichal, and Rav holds also that al masra, what's it called? An al masra, what's it called? L'chora shouldn't help, and we have a brisa says it also. Rechava dalim, hoisa kor rechava dalim tvachim, afal pishi dako ve'ena chazok lekabel ariyach sheira. Here from Rashi's mashma that part of the brisa is only going on the fact that if it's four tvachim, you need a korah. The korah could be any width, but if it's not four tvachim wide, it has to be strong enough to hold up a row of bricks. If it is four tvachim wide, that's what the brisa says. It doesn't have to be strong at all. It could be paper thin. Doesn't have to be able to hold anything. If it's four tefachim wide, it's good enough. Seems from Rashi that if it's four tefachim wide, it still won't help more than 20 amas high. We'll leave that for now, but that's what it seems from this Rashi, that four tefachim wide is not going to make it okay. So that's a separate thing. Four tefachim wide will take away the need for it to be strong, but it won't kasher it higher than 20 amas. And a masra will kasher it, make it better, even if it's higher than 20 amas. In Yeshua Masra, Tarti Milikom Rav, Lakula. Two separate things Rav said, and they're both Lakula. So here you see that what's it called? That Rav said the Therish that an Amasra will help. Amrav Yosef, Ha Amasra, Daesuya Mishmei the Rav, Lo Rav Amra, the Tikshe the Rav of the Rav, Elamas Nisei. Don't say the name of Rav, it was a Brisa. And therefore it's not a Kasha on Rav, because Rav didn't say both things. But the Brisa said that Amasra will help. Zora says, and then the Rav says, forget about me, the Brises are a kasha. The Tikshil Rav, Doch Hazin and Hocha, Delo Gamri Rabbana Mehechel, Mediktoni La Master Mahad. The Maisa, let that Brisa be a kasha on Rav. How could there be a Brisa that says our Master will help? If you learn it from the Hechel, it can't help. It must be that you don't learn it from the Hechel. So you see from the Brisa, not like Rav. Zora says, forget about me. Dala no Mehocha. Rav says, take me out of the equation here. Harimeni Mikan. Pull me out of here. Ki'ilu Shotakti, as if I didn't say anything. The law marti dovers it. Okay, masnayo milo kasha. Nadori, the brises are kasha. To atanya la el behed, you mavush you gavom ichof yosu mi pischo shel heichel, amra bara mihosum gamri. The brises are kasha one on the other. Because one brises says b'feirish, you learn it from the heichel. And the other brises says b'feirish, that an al masra helps. The two things can't go together. Tanoi, el, what are you going to tell me? It's machlokas tanoi. Tana le'el desfir le drabona mehechel gamre va'amastra lo mahanya v'hai tana damastra sober lav mehechel gamre. The one who holds an amastra helps doesn't learn it from the heichel, and the one who holds you learn from the heichel holds an amastra doesn't help. L'didi nomi tanoihi v'anoka tana dele'el amri. And therefore, according to me also, it's machlokas tanoim, and I hold like the tana who learns from the heichel, and therefore amastra doesn't help. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak Omar below Rav Masnaisa Hadori lo kasha. Without Rav, the two brises wouldn't be a kasha one on the other. Kasha. The Rabban and Kora time of my. According to Rabban, what's the reason for a Kora? Mishum hekera. The whole purpose of the is not because we have to have exactly a Pesach like the Heichel. Rav says that we learn it from the Heichel, and therefore it has to be a Pesach like the Heichel. Then there's a problem with what's it called with the Almasra. Right. How can you learn from the Heichal and the Amasra should be good? Right? But no, the Rabbanan of the Brisa hold the reason why, you know, that when they mention the Heichal, it's not because we learn that you need Mamash like a Heichal. It means that what's it called, that it's because of the Heker, because you have to be able to see it. And up to 20 Amas, people don't, after 20 Amas, people don't see it. They didn't mean to say that we learned the halacha of 20 amas from the Heichal. They gave a simon. If you want to remember how high, remember the Pesach of the Heichal. Pesach of the Heichal is 20 amas. Up to 20 amas is a heker, but not because we learned it from the Heichal. The Heichal is an afterthought. Right? The reason you can't have a korah higher than 20 amas is because there's no heker. But if you want to remember this halacha, remember the Pesach of the Heichal. It was 20 amas high. That'll give you a way of remembering this halacha. And therefore, there's no stira. The first braisa doesn't say we learn it from the Heichal. It's giving a simin from the Heichal. But the reason for the halacha is because of heker. The melech is an amasra, is more of a heker. It catches your attention, you'll see it even higher than 20 amas. Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, ha'nichi ilo svira le'hada rabba. Ela isvira le'hada rabba, right, that Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, what he said, that without the, without Rav, who said the feirish that we learn this halacha from Pischa shel Heichal, the meaning that the opening of a mavli has to have the dimensions of the Pesach of the Heichal, because that's the biggest Pesach we found. And in order to be kosher, it has to have a din of a Pesach. It's not because of Heker. It's because of the din of a Pesach. And then that Pesach had an Almasra, and still it was only 20 amas high. So an Almasra won't help to make it good more than 20 amas high. Right? Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak, who said no, that the two braises themselves are no question. Because the first braise could hold that the Heichal is only a simon, and the real reason is because of Heker. Because of catches your attention, only till 20 amas. And more than that, not. Right, that's only good if he, what's it called, if he holds like Rabba. The Omer Rabba, Ksiv Laman Yedu Doroseichem, Ki Basuko Soshavti. Right, Rabba says the same reason by Sukkah. A Sukkah that's higher than 20 Amas, that's Tzvach, is also possible. And Rabba explained the reason because of Heker, Laman Yedu Doroseichem. You have to know that you're sitting under the Tzvach. And until 20 Amas, people know, the Tzvach catches their eye, and more than 20 Amas, it doesn't. So by Sukkah also they argue. The same thing with Heker. So if Rav Nachman bar Yitzchak held like Rabba, then we understand what he's saying. That the two braises aren't akasha, because the braisa that says from the Heichal is not that we learn it from the Heichal. It's just a simin, that's the size of till 20 amas, that's kosher. But the reason why it's kosher till 20 amas and not above is because of a heker. Because people don't see it more than 20 amas high. And by sukkah, is the same, and Rabba says the same talk of the reason, by sukkah. Till 20 amas, you can see the tzach. After that, it doesn't catch your attention. Gemara says, if luge betarte lomali, right, why do they have to argue twice? If the main underlying thing is heker, then why tell me the same halacha by sukkah and the same halacha by mavli? Anything you need a heker, you know it has to be less than 20 amas. So why argue twice, once by sukkah and once by what's it called by mavli? Tricha. The yashmina gabi sukkah, if I would only know the halacha by sukkah, the hakom Rabbi Yehuda. That's what Rabbi Yehuda said, that it's kosher even higher than 20 amas. Right? Why do we need the machlokas Rabbi Yehuda? And the chachom, it comes out the machlokas is there a heker higher than 20 amas or not? So why do they have to argue by sukkah and by mavli? Anything you need a heker, Rabbi Yehuda argues on the chacham and holds a heker is even higher than 20 amas. So Gemara says, no. If you only had the machlokas by sukkah, you would say, that's what Rabbi Yehuda said, even higher than 20 amas is a heker. Since you're sitting in it constantly, eventually you're going to look up and see the tzach. So therefore, even higher than 20 amas is a heker. But mavli, you're walking. Walking, you don't look up. And therefore, since you're constantly moving, and you're moving underneath the mavli, underneath the korah, so you have to see it at that split second. At that split second, there's no heker for something that's higher than 20 amas. The Yashmin and Baha, and if you only heard the halach of mavli, I would say that's where the Rabbanan hold. Baha Kamri Rabbanan, that it's not a heker, because you're walking. If it's something higher than 20 amas, and you're walking, right there, you're not going to notice it. But if you're sitting constantly, you may notice it. So there the Rabbanan would hold even higher than 20 amas, right? Therefore you need both of them. That whether you're walking or sitting, they both hold what they held. Rabbi Yehuda holds even by sitting, even by walking, the heker is higher than 20 amas. And what's it called? And the Rabbanan hold even by sitting, there's no heker higher than 20 amas. Rashi. Below Rav, the Lohavi Meforish Rav Lamasnisa Kamaisa the Yolat Minod the Rabbanim Mehechel Gamri. Without Rav's explanation of the brisa, there would be no question between the two brises. Masnaisa Hadodi Lokashin. The brises wouldn't be a question one on the other. The Vein Lahi Masnisan, Vein Lahomas Nisan Dal Masra. There wouldn't be a stira between them. Why? Kola the Rabbanim Taima Mai Bo Toch Kafama. Because the first brisa doesn't say Beferish that the reason you need 20 up till 20 amas is because of the heichal, but it's a different reason. Mishum heker, the lechze in sheva ledu the takanta oval. People have to be able to see the korah on a constant basis and know that if they're allowed to carry in the mavi, it's because it's a special takana. They won't confuse it then with rishus harabim. The lo lechze lachlufi rishus harabim. Mishum hachi mahani ala masra. Since the Amasra catches your attention, so you see the Korah even higher than 20 Amas. Right? The Hodik Tani Ai says in the Brice, the Pesach Shal Heichel, Masnisa Kamais, the Yosri Pisha Shal Heichel, that it can't be higher than the Pesach of the Heichel. Love the Gamre Mihosra. It's not because we learned it from the Pesach of the Heichel. El Simon of the Almanokan. It's only a simon that you should know. Remember that what the Shear was. The Shear is 20 Amas. You want to remember that? Remember the Pesach of the Heichel, which is 20 Amas high. But that's not the source of this halacha. The source of the halacha is plain, that it's a heker. That's all. If that's the case, then Al Masra help. If you learn it from the Pesach of the Heichel, that the Rabbanan said you need something that's called a Pesach, and the largest Pesach is Pesach Shal Heichel, then Al Masra won't help, because the Pesach of Heichel also had Al Masra is only 20 Amas. But that only Rav said. Rav was the one who added that explanation. Without Rav, we could explain the first brisa differently. And if you explain it differently, there's no question, there's no stira between the brises. Nokat. Shalom tachlev girsa de esrim v'tomer lamala mi lamed o mi arboi mi pesach heichel simen biyodcha. So you should remember what the shir is, so they mentioned the heichel. But not like Rav said that they learned it from the heichel. Mer says, yisfir lei hoda rabba, the tamayo de rabbana besuka nomi mishum heker. So Rav Nachman Yitzchak, who said this idea that you can explain the brisa that the Rabbanan hold the reason for the Korah being up till 20 Amos is because of Heker, he would have to hold like Rava, who explained the same reason by Sukkah. So Mer says, Lama lehu Rabbanan Rabbi Yehuda leflugi betarte. Why do they have to argue in two cases, Sukkah, and if the same reason applies? The whole idea is you need a Heker. So why do they have to argue in both places? We'll know in one place and we'll apply it to the other place. Right, if they argue by Mavli, there's no Heker, Lamala, Meester Mama, then by Sukkah, where you need a Heker also, they'll also look. Or look, tell me by Sukkah, and I'll know it by Mavli too. Mavli de lehilich ovid kolomer hamahalach enu mabit lamala. When you walk, you don't normally look up. But when you're sitting in one place for a long time, you look up. So I might think that the halacha changes from something that's totally in sitting and something that's totally in walking. My Alamasra. So now that we've gone through with an Alamasra helps on, what is it? Rav Chama Berei de Rabba Baravua Omar Kini. It's sticks that are made for an ornament. Rashi, Kini, Kigon Kine Ophel, so you bolt them, Mitacha Sa'ulam Lamala Minapesa. The things that look like nests, they're made out of sticks, but like a bird's nest is made out of sticks and whatever. They were decorative things that looked like bird nests that stuck out of the wall. There are pictures there of it?
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a picture.
Looks like little half baskets.
Okay.
Strung across the beam.
Okay. Ki osur abdimi omar amri b'marova paske de arza. In Eritrea they said it's paske de arza. It's pieces of wood. Of cedar wood, Rashi. Paske de arza, klunoso shel eres, poles of cedar wood, arukim, tchuvim bekoso, and they're in the wall, right, on the sides or on the top of the doorway. Va'adid enofish, mashche orach didu, chazi lehu inchi v'kakeira. Since they're long, it catches people's attention. Same idea, whatever it is, either a decoration, looks like bird's nest, or some long poles that are on top of the door, and since it's something decorative, it catches people's attention, and therefore, even higher than 20 amas, people will see it. So Morris says, Manda omar paski de arza kosh kenkini. Those who say that even a pole, stamp pole, will catch your attention. Surely birds' nests will catch your attention. Things that are made into a decorative form. Man the omer kini avo paske de arzalo. But the one who says that the bird's nest caught your attention, but if it just be plain poles, even though they're long, that won't catch your attention like something decorative. Man the omer paske de arzalo, my timer. Why do poles catch your attention? I understand that something decorative catches your attention. Why poles? Mishum de nafish mashre. Because it's long. And because it's long, makes you look up. Right? It's a long pole, so you follow the pole all the way up. Where it says, V'hasukah de nafish mashre. Right? Sukkah also, lemaisa, is broad, and as the poles here are wide. So you'll follow them up, not to follow them straight up, but you'll look, you see they extend out, so they'll catch your attention. If you're just looking for a small beam, 20 amas high, you're not going to see it. But if you have something that extends out, you'll see it. So when I said the sukkah, the whole sukkah extends out. You have at least 7 tochim of tzchach on the top extending out. Right? So why doesn't that catch your attention? The kamri rabbon and the lo, and the kivan the kachosh of isle kola. Not because it extends out. Extending out doesn't help. It's the fact that it's choshev, right? Something important. It's a decoration. It may not look like anything, but it's a choshev, a decoration. It's something that makes the doorway more important looking. That will catch your attention. Rashi. Mandor paske ika hekera lamoli. The one who holds that the long poles are a heker. The bird's nests are catch your attention a lot more than just plain poles. So that's for sure okay. Let's go on. Mixas kora besochesrim or mixas kora lamalam. What if a portion of the kora is within 20 amas, but the kora is high? And portion is above 20 amas. So is it kosher or not? Same question with schach. Mixa schach besoch esrim, mixa schach lamala mi esrim. You have schach, the bottom layer of the schach is within 20 amas, but the schach is thick, and the top of it is higher than 20 amas. You look at all the schach as one thing, and therefore part of it's above 20 amas, no good. Or do you look at the korah is one thing, and therefore the korah is higher than 20 amas? Or do you look at the bottom piece, and the bottom piece by itself is less than 20 amas? Omar Rabbi, but mavui kosher, but sukkah possible. So Rabbi said, by a mavui it would be kosher, and the sukkah is possible. Maishna, but mavui the kosher, damrinam kolosh, sukkah nomi lemo kolosh, meaning the following. If you cut off the whole part of the korah that's above 20 amas, right, and you just look at the bottom piece that's less than 20 amas, so be kosher. So say the same thing by sukkah. Take all the schach, if you take all the schach off that's above 20 amas, and you have just a layer of schach that's down, what's it called, less than 20 amas, the sukkah will be kosher. So the fact that you added more schach above, why should that passel? Same thing over here. If you just had the thin layer of the korah, that's the bottom, and you took away the whole top, you shaved off the whole top, it'll be kosher. So the fact that you added on an extra thing, why should that make it no good? So it should be good by sukkah and by mavoy also. Mar says, ikolash to havilei chamsa meruba mitzilsa. Achinami, ikolash to havilei korah, nitelas beruah. So he said, no, because if you take off the whole top layer of the schach that's above 20 amas, what you're leaving is a layer that's not kosher for schach, because there's more sunlight than shade. You need the top schach to make it enough shade. If you take that away, this is the sriba, why it's good. Pretend the top is off. Anything above 20 amas is off. So by sukkah, if you pretend that anything over 20 amas is off, you're going to have not a kosher schach. It's not going to be enough schach. So the Mordechai says that then it shouldn't be kosher by mavo either. Because if you take off everything above 20 amas, it's only a small, thin thing, right? It's not going to be strong enough to stand up in a wind. It's going to be blown away. And that's not kosher for a mavu either. So if the idea is we look as if the part above 20 amas is not there, then it's not going to leave enough to be a kosher mavui, and it's not going to be enough to be a kosher korah, or enough to be kosher schach. So both of them should be possible. Chachanami, ikra havi akor anitaz baruach. El al korchach nasu kishvudim shal mateches. Chachanami al korchach nasu tzulsum rubim mechamsim. So, elamai, what do we say? We don't look at it as if the whole top is off. Right? And what's left is just a shading. What we say is that you look at the bottom as it is, and you don't worry about really you're not taking off the top. So, the bottom is strong now. And that piece that's less than 20 amas, the way that it is now with the top on is good. You don't need the top to make it a korah. But the fact that it's connected to the top makes it strong. That's good enough. Same thing. You don't need the top to what's it called to make it kosher. The way it is now is kosher. Right? And what's it called? And therefore you're not worried about the top. Right? So Gemara says, so one second. So now the Gemara says like this. We'll finish off and then we'll see what's going on over here. So therefore the fact is, the question was, do you mamash make it as if the top part is not there? And you look at the bottom part as if it would be without the top part, then both should be possible. But if the idea is you just imagine the top part wouldn't be there, but not that it's mamish not there, and therefore you look at the bottom as it is now with the top part on there, but you ignore the top part. That's the idea. It's as if you take away the top part and you look at the bottom part as what would be left, then they both should be possible. Or the idea is you ignore the top part and look at the bottom part as it is now connected to the top part, and if it's kosher, it's kosher. Then it should be kosher both by sukkah and by mavel.
What's the hammer of the question? If it's heker and it's even a 1 centimeter is 20 under 20 amos, and that's what you see. So you see it. Who cares how much is above?
Yeah, because as they say, since what's it called? Since the top is above, what's it called? The rabbanim made lo plug, and by sukkah the same thing. Since the schach has to have a heker. And the schach is thick, and you can see the top part, right? So the heker is not there anymore. The whole schach becomes one thing. So mele, the halacha is that what's it called? That any if higher than 20 amas is not a heker. If you have schach, that any part of it's higher than 20 amas is lo plug, because you may come to be machsher even where there's no part underneath.
Even though you can't see the top when you're sitting underneath.
No, it's a whole way. Well, it makes no difference. Right, because that's the schach. So what do you have? You have schach. That's the malam yester mama. Even though a portion, it's less. Right, that's lo plug. That's called schach lemalam yester mama. Amar Rava miparzika sukkah deliyochid he lo mitkur. Now sukkah, that what's it called? That is made for individuals. Every individual schayv in sukkah. So it's possible a person be sitting in the sukkah alone. So he won't remember. Right, then lo plug. The Rabbanan made a gzera that if any of the schach is lamala miyasur mama, it's possible. But mavui to the rabbin mitkri ahadodi. But the mavui is made for a rabbin, people remember. Remember what? Because the problem is like this, the way the Gemara is explaining it now. The problem is, what will happen if the bottom layer of the schach goes away? Then all the schach will be above as your mama. And you'll forget about it. And you won't realize that it what's it called? You won't remember that it was kosher because it was a bottom layer. The bottom layer gets taken away. You only have the top layer, right? Then the sukkah is going to be possible. Nobody will know. Hashem came the mavui. If the bottom layer of the korah rots out or whatever, there's a lot of people. Somebody will remember that it was only kosher because there was a bottom layer. Now there's no more bottom layer. What? Why not? The schach is supported by two layers. And the bottom layer is separately supported. Why not? Okay. Ravina Omar, Sukkah d'oraisach mirubi rabbanan. Sukkah, which is the oraisach rabbanan v'machmer. That you may come to machshir it even if it's all the malam yeser mama. Or that the bottom layer will fall off and what's it called and you won't remember. But mavui d'rabbanan lach mirubi rabbanan. By Mavui, it's on the Rabbanan, and the Rabbanan were in Choshesh. In a Hanami, it could be, it'll be the same problem, right? That you don't say this difference between Yochid and Rabbin. Could be the same problem, even as a Rabbin. But Lamaisa, they weren't Machmer because it was only the Rabbanan. Rashi. Mikzas, Ovi HaKora, Vesoch Kafu, Mikzas Lamala. Part of the thickness of the Korah is within 20 Amas. And part is above. The chain obi schach shall sukkah. The same thing with the thickness of the schach. Kolish roin kilu nikel oso ha obi ayotzi lamala v'tei korah daka. imagine as if the, anything above 20 amas is not there, and what you're left with is a very thin korah. Honey, tell us beruah, but that's not going to be good if that's what you were imagining, because then what's left is going to be, what's it called, blown away by the wind. It has to be strong enough to hold a row of bricks, and that means that the wind won't blow it away. But if it's not strong enough to hold a row of bricks, the wind's going to blow it away. So if you're imagining only the bottom layer is kosher, and you, if the whole top layer is off, then what's left is no good. Lo mitker v'zimen the mishtakel mitzas ovi aschach hanichnas l'tochav v'kayma kula l'mal michav. People won't remember that the reason we're kashering it is because there's a bottom layer, and the bottom layer sometimes will go away, and there'll only be a layer above 20 amas, and people think it's still kosher. And since the sukkah is only for an individual, he won't remember. Mid kuri hadadi, but where it's a rabbin, there people remind each other. She'im tirkov tachtona shel korah, if the bottom of the korah gets rotted out, the talmud kulul mami esrim amah, and the whole thing will be above esrim amah, Misrakni, they'll fix it. Because they'll remember that it used to be longer and now it's shorter. Okay, go on. Rav Ada bar Masna, Masni lo hashmaisa de Rabba Ibcha. Rav Ada bar Masna learned what Rabba said, but the opposite way. Amar Rabba, the mavui pasul, the sukkah kshir. The opposite. In a mavui, if part of the korah is higher than 20 amas, it's pasul, and by a sukkah, it's kosher. Maishna sukkah dikshera darminim kolish. Now the Gemara has the same thing. Why is sukkah different than mavui? By sukkah, it's kosher because we say take off the top layer, you still have a kosher bottom layer. The mavui nami, lema kolish. By mavui, also, let's say the same thing. Take off the top layer of the korah, and you still have a kosher korah. Where it says, Ikalash, Bahavele Korah, and he tells Baruach. No, you take away the top layer, what's left is something that won't stand up in the wind. So it's not good. So you can't imagine the top layer is off, because what's going to be left is no good. Hachanami, Ikalash, Bahavele Chamsam Rum Mitzulsa. Same thing over here, if you take off the top layer, the bottom is going to be Chamsam Rum Mitzulsa. Elar Korchas, Nasit Sulsam Rum Mitzulsa. Well, Ma, you're not going to say that. You don't say as if you take off the whole top layer. Right? You imagine as if the top layer is on, and therefore the bottom is still some rubi mechamsas. Hachinami, al korchot nasu kishvum mishol matechas. Same thing over here. You don't look at it as if it's a shaved piece. You look at it as connected to the top, but you ignore the top. So it's still considered strong. So why is the difference between sukkah and mavui? Sukkah, which is one person's responsibility, now we're saying mom is the opposite. Sukkah is one person's responsibility, so if the bottom layer of the schach goes away, he'll remember, he'll fix it up. Because he's responsible. It's one person. Mavui d'rabin hi samchi adodi v'lo midkri. But the mavui, which is a lot of people's responsibility, when it comes to a lot of people being responsible for something, nobody's responsible. Because everybody pushes on somebody else. Da'amri, and she, like people say, Kedera de Veshutfi, what's it called, a pot that's owned by Shutfim, that's owned by partners, lo chamimi velo kriri. It's never hot, never cold, because everybody thinks the other one's going to do it. That's Shutfis. Ravina Omar, Sukkah de Oraisa lo boy chizit. According to this Lashon of Rabba, that Sukkah is kosher, since it's minat Torah, it doesn't need any chizit. And therefore the Rabbanan left it at the halacha that it's okay. Mavui to Rabbanan boy chizik, but a mavui, which is what's it called, which is only the Rabbanan, they're the Rabbanan were mechazik, they're halacha, and they made it low plug, no matter what, if any part of it's over 20 amas, it's possible, in order to give the strength to their gzera. Rashi. Ela alay mashar de besuka, mishum la kocha hashta tzil samaru mechamsa. We ignore the top. Not as if we take away the top and see it as if mamash the top is taken off. Same thing. Don't look at it as if it's shaved off. Look at it as now, but ignore the top. You never take anything away. We just imagine it's like that. but it still has the strength that it has now. Like we said before, you ignore the top, or you mamish look at it as if the top isn't there. Okay, in any case, the machlokas here in Tosfos, Rabbeinu Tam and the Ri, well, how is exactly the case of the sukkah? What lemais is here? If you take off the top above 20 amas, will there be kosher schach or not? Is it chamsa miruba mitzilsa? There's more sun than shade, it's possible, or there's more shade than sun? From the Gemara's mashma, that if you take off the top layer, the bottom layer is not kosher by itself. So then the Ri asks, well, how could it be kosher over the other? It comes out that the only way it's kosher is because of the top schach. The top schach is pasul. So it's only a kosher schach because of pasul schach. How could that be kosher? So therefore, the Ri learns that the bottom layer is still somewhere in Mechamsa by itself. But if you take off the top layer, the wind will blow the schach away. And then it won't be good. As it is now, it's the bottom layer is kosher by itself, but the top layer holds it down. If you take the top layer away, then the bottom layer wouldn't be kosher because it would be blown away. But not because it wasn't kosher to begin with, because you can't make schach kosher from what's higher than 20. Well, higher than 20 amas is sure not okay. So how could that be mashlim and make it more shade than sun if you need the one that's above 20 amas? That's what the Ri holds. The Rebbeinu Tam holds no. It would be like taking, what's it called, palm fronds, which are not enough to make the sukkah kosher, and putting metal bars in the middle to make it more shade. That's not going to be kosher. Because the only reason the schach has more shade than sun is because of the metal. Not because of the schach. The schach isn't enough. So here's the thing above 20 amps, like metal bars. That's what the Ri holds. The Rebbeinu Tam says no. There's a difference between putting metal bars and something above. The something above is kosher schach. It's just too high. Just its position makes it no good. That you can mix with kosher schach and it'll still be kosher. Right? The fact that it's above, right now, it can be mitzarev to what's below, even though if it's be only above, it wouldn't be good, but it's kosher schach that's helping the bottom to be kosher. That's good enough. And therefore, it's talking where the bottom taka is not kosher, it's chamsa meruba tzilsa, you need to be mitzarev what's on top, but you could be mitzarev what's on top, because since it's mixed together with the kosher schach, and it itself is really kosher schach, right? It's not pasul schach. It's only pasul because of its position. That's what's it called. That's good enough. There was another svara which made it even better that I saw. One second. that what's it called? That also that if the whole reason is because a hecker, then since there's a bottom layer, that will be makir, so the top layer is also okay. So it's not even the top layer is no good, right? By sukkah, the fact that the bottom layer is there makes it to be a hecker, and then the hecker will extend up also. So in the male, everything is kosher. But the svar over here is that even though the top layer would not be good, but it's only not good because of its position. But it's really kosher schach, it can be mitzarif already, since there is a layer down, but it's just not enough, it can be mitzarif to make it enough.